Vayter in Shas. We are on Daf Yud, picking it up on the very top line, first word. The next part of the mission we said is a Hedyot Tofet Gedarko. That is that someone is a Hedyot, not an expert tailor or seamstress or something like that. They can go in Tofet Gedarko, they can do regular and Chol HaMoed we're talking about over here. Hechidami Hedyot, what is called in the Hedyot, that they're not an Uman, that they can go and be Tofet Gedarko. Zekas Rashi. Amid Rabbiyane, Kol She'enu Yachal Hotzi Melo Machet Bebasachas. And we can't do a Melo Machet at one time. Means to say, when we take one string and put the needle in and out, in and out, in and out, and a bunch of times, and when you pull it open, you have this nice long little seam going on, this nice little sewn area going on over there. You can't do that, you ain't no expert. If you see a merchanino, he says no. It's kol she'enu yachol lechavin imra shel lechavin imra bechifes chaluko, and we can't make a hem. The bottom of his chaluk, of his clothing. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about that they used to have on the bottom of their clothing a hem that was a little bit thicker. And if you're able to do that, like, nice and straight, you're considered an expert. If not, then you are not an expert. It's a little thick one part, a little thin in the other part, then it's no good. Then you'd be allowed to go ahead and just sew straight up. Next part of Mishnah, Uman Machliv. In Uman, this is, he has to go ahead and be Machliv. What does that mean? My machliv. If Yochanan Amar Mafsia, what it means is that your Mafsia, you make the stitching like Mafsia, like Posea, Hosim Bo Psia Katana, like taking steps. Rashi says, Shenu Tofer B'Yosh, you don't do it straight. El Mafazer Tfira, meaning there's spaces in between one stitch and the next. So the Hachikari Machliv, Shadomin Tchuve Amachat L'Shine Akelev. It looks like the thing of a dog, like the mouth of a dog, for like a, that Arvichoko Zumizu K'Shine Akelev. They're far one from another, like the teeth of a dog. Rabbi Shmuel Amar, he says shine kalbasa. He says it's got to be done like shine kalbasa, like the teeth of a dog. Now, what does that mean? We just said that, right? And he says no. Rashi comes to the rescue, explains what it means is that you don't do it straight, but you do it like one up, one down, one up, one down, one up and down, like a dog's, like the teeth of a dog goes. From now until the bottom of the Om, until almost the bottom, to the Mishnah towards the bottom, we're going to get into the discussion of misarginus amitos that the Mishnah said. That we're misargin, and then we have that Yossi says mematchin. So we're going to see exactly what that means. Let's see different opinions about what they mean. Machlokas within it, showing how one can't be, then it can be. It's going to be akasha. And we move forward. Misargin is the mitos. You're going to be misarig the mitos. What does that mean? My misargin, my mematchin. What does it mean when it says when it starts by saying misargin is mitos? Then Rav Yossi says no mematchin. Both are saying the name of Chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar Misargin Nishasi V'Arev U'Mematchin Nishasi B'Arev. One of them is on the opinion. When it says Lashon Misargin, that's a Lashon of you do Shasi V'Arev, which means you do length and then width. Length and width. You do like a good old apple pie, you know, when you have that nice little lattice work. One's length, one width. One length, one width. That's what it means when it says misargin. Mematchin. What is mematchin? It means a level below that, and that is shasi below. That's when you do length, but you don't do the width. So you just have them going straight across without actually finishing up the lattice work. V'chadam, right? The other one says no. He says drops at a level, and he says misargin. It's like the other ones. Mematchin, he says, Misargin is shasi below. That's when you do one length without width. Mematchin is a level below that. Shemayi rafoi mematchin. That if it's very loose, if the straps that are holding up the mattress, holding the bed, are very loose, then you go ahead and you can pull it tight in order to tighten the whole thing together. Frankly, Gemara. Okay, so now we have different opinions of what they are. It's either that it's shasi ve'arev is misargin, and the level below that is mematchin is shasi below. Or he says, no, misargin is shasi below. Mematchin is just you pull it tight. Says Gemara, is it really true? Do you really want to say that to someone who says that Misargin would mean Shasi below Arev, which is like the second opinion I just said? Everybody agrees, both Rav Meir and Rav Yossi are of the opinion that you're not allowed to go ahead and make, Rashi says, that this Rashi, Vishavan Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, Shem Mafshilin Chavalim Lechatrila means Shem Godim. Chavalim lechatila. You're not to go ahead and make new ropes. You're not to make ropes. How do you make ropes? You take a bunch of different things, you twist them together. You're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Now, Bishlam lamanda amr mesargin shasi va'arev. The one who says mesargin is shasi va'arev from a matra shasi below. Right, the first opinion. Hainu the katani of techliva by shol. That's where you come and teach the idea of a shav and shem mavshil and chavala bechatzila. But I agree. Hey, you're allowed to do shasi arev. You're allowed to do shasi below, but you're not allowed to go and make ropes. Lamanda amr mesargin shasi below. According to one who says that mesargin is shasi below, it's when you do lengthwise and not widthwise. So you just go straight, you know, from the head of the bed to the front of the bed without doing it the sideways. And that the level below that is that you do, if it was very loose, then you go and you tighten it. You already said you're not allowed to do shasiv arif. You can't even do length and width. You're going to come to tell me you're not allowed to do chavalim? Of course, if you can't do length and width together, of course you can't do chavalim. You wouldn't need to tell me that. So how do we explain that? So it's going to be kasha. Meaning what? Anytime we've said in the past, they said the Gemara says kasha. We don't knock it off. It's not a teyufta. But we don't have the answer is not apparent and abundantly clear to us. The second opinion that said that Mesargin, the first thing that we said of the two things, Mesargin and Mematrin, we said Mesargin is Shasi Belorev. If you're not frankly Gemara, Mika Lamanda Amr, Mesargin Shasi Belorev. I don't really say that. But Tanah Mivim Shan Kilim, it says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Hamita Misha Yisrog Ba Shlosha Batim. Says Rashi, explaining this, is talking about tumah. Le'olam ena mekabelis tumah ad she yasarig ba gimel batei nirim. She asasi kfar matuach. You already have the lengthwise going from the head to the foot, but you don't have the opposite directions going from the width, from one side of the bed to the other side. So now it goes and says that if she yasarig ba gimel batei nirim, means she asasi kfar matuach va'orug. Va'orug ba shlosha batei nirim da'arev. It means you go the arev now. You did the length, now you do the width to close it off. Alma de Mesargin Kari Shasi V'Arev. What does that come to teach you? That the Lashon of Mesarig is Shasi V'Arev. So, we see pretty straightforward that, that's what it means. Ella, so says Gemara, in a chinami. So we can pretty much knock off the second opinion who says Mesargin is Shasi V'Arev. Because we have a Bryce who says pretty much, a Mishnah who says straight up Mesargin according to the Mayor is Shasi V'Arev. Ella, Kiasi Ravin Amar. When we talk about Mesargin, it means both Shasi and Arif. Eliki Pligi, then what exactly is the Machlokas B'Mematchin, and the level below that? The Ma'ar Sava Matchin, Shasi below Arif, which is the same, the first opinion that we had said. Ma'ar Sava She'im Hayarofoi B'Mematchin, means that if it's very loose, you go and you tighten it. Now, affecting Amar, is that really true? Mesve, learned that a Braisa, Mesargin es Amita. You're allowed to be Mesargin and Amita, which we understand at this stage that we say that Kuliyama, nobody disagrees that Mesargin means Shasi V'Arif. So now we say the price is Mesargin as Arif, as Amita, Vein Tzarech Lomer Shemimatchin. You don't even have to tell me that you're allowed to do Mematchin. Now, one opinion that meant Shasi V'Arif, and the other opinion, what we said that means is that if it's rough for you, Mematchin, if it's loose, you tighten it. So Mesargin is Amita, Vein Tzarech Lomer Shemimatchin. Div Rabbi Meir, Zagzak Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Amrish, says Mematchin. You're allowed to do mematchin, but not mesargin. Some say ain mematchin kol ikar. You're not allowed to be mematchin at all. Now, bishal lamandam mematchin shasi below arev. We understand that mematchin means shasi below arev. Hainu da'asi yisham lifluge. Then the yisham comes along and they argue and they say you're not allowed to do it at all. Ela lamandam shem hayu rofim matchil. That it means you go if it's loose, you tighten it. Yisham mematchin damilo. Wrong trap. Rashi is bitamia, meaning you're going to tell me that even just tightening is going to be usher. Does that make any sense? So seemingly it can't be the way that we understand the second opinion. So it's going, no, we can because in it does make sense. Kiven de efshar lemimale b'mani. Since if it's loose, you can just fill it up with different types of clothing, just lift it up from the bottom with some type of things. Therefore, lo mtarchina, and we don't lie. We have to do tircha. Tosa says the ain mutar el tzarchamoid. A mashma the ain mutar l'tzarich hamoed. So we have a bit of machlokes in Rashi. Rashi says that it's tircha yisir, so don't do it. And hold off on that. I think I got that wrong. It's not a machlokes. Rashi Tosas is talking about the other Tanaim here. But the point is that according to Rashi, at least it's saying that this is called the tircha yisir, and therefore it makes sense to say they're not even allowed to do that. You just fill up blankets, pillows, stuff underneath it, clothing to lift it up so it's not sagging. You're allowed to be ma'amid, set up, and a tanur v'kiraim. Those are two different types of ovens or stoves. That one has two openings. A tanur has, you can put two pots on top, and a kira has you can only put one pot. Let's get back to Shabbos. And Ikirayim is a ton of Ikirayim. Rechayim is a millstone where it's like made up in a way. I'll tell you now because we're going to get into it, that to try to imagine like a tree stump. And then putting on top of that tree stump, like on it, a huge stone. And then another stone's like a circular tire, like major, but stone style. And major a tire sitting on top of a tree stump in a way that it is lying flat on it. And then he took another tire and not flat, but like lifted it up a little bit, standing vertical. And that tire would like go around the other one. It's not tires, it's stones. And it would crush the stuff. There was a hole in the top one that they put the grains in that would fall in and they would all get crushed up. So you're allowed to go ahead and be ma'im in a ton of ikirayim. Very chayim, b'moid, on moid, you're allowed to go ahead and set such a thing. It says, Rashi shows them some l'chatchila, like we're going to say. Okay, Viter Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mechabshin is a Rechaim B'tchila, you're not allowed to be Mechabish. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what it is right now. You can be Mechabish, a Rechaim, a millstone, L'chatchila. Now, what does it mean when it says Mechabshin? My Mechabshin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menaker Rechaya. It means to be Menaker. That means you make the bottom tire that we described. It is, it's got to be rough because then when the grains are there and the other one's crushing it, it's got to give it like some friction. If it's very smooth and flat, it's a problem. So they would be menacher. They would make like little, they would make it not, they make it very rough. Like you chisel it away and make it rough. And that's what it means. It's menacher ichayr. V'chil omer, no, not on the top one, not on the bottom one. The top one means basena, means making the hole where you throw everything in. Rashi says, nekev sha'osen, be'emsa richayim, sha'tvu nofel sasocha, that the grain falls in over there. May say, two different opinions. Either it means you're chiseling out these little, making it rough, or you're making the hole. So says Gemara, really, you're telling me you're making the hole? May say, mamidim tam, we know we learned in Baisa. Mamidim tam, v'kirayim, v'rechayim, the Gilad Nishas adds, b'moid. You can go and make these things. As long as you don't finish it. Can't be complete. You can do it, but not completed. Div Rabbi Lezak is Rabbi Lezak. Chum say, after you can even finish it off. Rabbi Huda Omer Mishmo, he's in the name of Rabbi Lezak. Ma'amidin is a chadosh mechabshin is yishana. You're allowed to set up a new one, and you're allowed to, an old one, you're allowed to be maimid a new one, and you're allowed to be mechabesh, that means making these, that word that we're dealing with, you're allowed to be mechabesh, an old one. V'yesh omer, some say in mechabshin kol ikar, you're not allowed to be mechabesh at all, not even an old one. Now, bishlamad omer mechabshin menakar rechaya, what it means is that you're making it not smooth anymore, that you're making it rough. Hainu de mishkachas la b'yishana. Then we can find what does it mean by an old one that you go ahead and because it became very smooth and I have to be mechabesh, it means that you go and you make it rough. Elamad omer basena means it's a hole over there. Yishana basena lamala. What if it's an old one? Why do you have to make a new hole? Of course, there's a hole over there, so it can't mean that's what it means. Says Gemara, no, lav dafka. Go into kaboy la arvuche tvei porta. You want to make it a little bit wider. The hole's not big enough for you to want to make it wider. And that is a case where you could say that this is actually mechabesh as well. Ravuna story time. Ravuna shamei lo ha hu gav de kom menakar ichai b'chol demoda. Ravuna heard a person who was making this, who was roughing up an old rechayim on chol demoid. Amar, and he said, that an old one Rashi says, and he says, Amar man hai, who's this guy? He should be chal, he should become desecrated, just like he desecrated chol hamoed. Rashi says, Yischalal gufo, let his body become ischalal. Sovelok Yishomim must be healed like the Yishomim. You can't even an old one mess with. You can't touch an old one, you can't touch an old one on chol hamoed. Torah of Chamer of Cham Kimalini Darshan, the Noker Mechaim Bemoid, you're allowed to cut up and make rough the on chol hamoed. Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer, and we send the name of Rabbi Meir. Oh, we got to switch a rule over here. That's not Rabbi Meir, but it's Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, which is Rav. Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, Afilu Sus Shirochav Elav Chamor Shirochav. Even if you're on your horse, if you have a donkey that you ride, Mutar Lito Tzipernayim B'chol Shmoji, you're allowed to cut its nails. Now, the horses don't have nails, but what they have is their hooves. You're allowed to cut down the hooves in order to make it that they're not in pain. And they're able to go and walk on it on Chol Hamoed. Beep, turn the page. Yudam Abeis. However, you're not allowed to do it to the chamor of the rechaya because you're only allowed to do things, as Rashi points out,
you're only allowed to do a tchina mu'etesh, something that you actually need for the moed. And that a chamor is allowed to do, even if, is able to do, and it's not a problem. V'lo ma'arilei gidu tziporn, if it's not going to affect it, if its hooves are overgrown, you have to cut it down. You're not allowed to. Avuda shayu l'mishkal tor for lechamer d'richa. He says, no, he allows it. He says, it's mutter to do such a thing. It does have some sort of impact, and it's l'tzor chamorid. V'lo ukme r'richa, you're leaving allowed to set up a r'richa. And what does that say? What does that mean? Rashi says, lahamid l'hasam r'richa imzu al gabzu. Put one tire on the other, so to speak, one stone on the other. Ulamid de Rechaya says you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to set up a Rechaya. That means even from the very get-go of it, started up brand new. Ulamid de Amas Rechaya, you're allowed to go and set up the Amas Rechaya. That is the eight Rechayim Banu Elav, the wood that it's built upon it. Like we spoke about, like that frame, the wooden shtickle, we use the stump. Ulamid de Ura Urya. You're allowed to make a, as Rashi says, a refis bakar. A refis is a like a barn for your cattle. Switcher over here in the Masoros Shas, Rav Shara Lesruke Sosia, he says you're allowed to go ahead and comb a horse with a metal comb. Ulamivne akarpita, you're allowed to go and make an akarpita, which is something that they eat out of, like a trough. Ulamivne, you know, that little box that they put their food in. Ulamivne itzdaba, remember from Megillah, it was like this little stone shtickle that you could like sit on or stand on. You're allowed to build this thing, right? It's binyan avanim, a thing out of stones. Ravashar lemishkal damad lebehema. Now we're going to see, the Gemara is going to go through a whole list of statements that Rava said that you're allowed to do on a Chol HaMoed. I think there's going to end up being seven or eight. And number one, Rava Shara Lemishka Damad Lemehema B'Chol HaMoed, he allowed a person to be Makiz Dam, you could bloodlet an animal on Chol HaMoed. Amar Le'er Ba'ai says, Tanya the Messiah, look, we have a price that supports it, Makiz Dam Lemehema, you're allowed to do Makiz Dam. Ve'in Monim Refu Lemehema B'Chol HaMoed, you don't hold back from giving any sort of refu for an animal. Number two, Rava Shara L'chaskuse Kirme, he lets a person do Rashi says, Gehut, Shekarin Kuvilar, Karmin or Begadim, Krumbim. You're allowed to do like, dry cleaning. And Rashi says, Kramen, if you take a look at the Masoros Shatz, he says, Dakim Kekrum Beitza. It's this very thin, fancy type of clothing that are like the membrane of an egg. My time, what's that? Why? Because my sad too. He says, this is a very amateur person can do this. The Mutter Rashi says, the Mutter Al-Sisim Chol Shamoid, the Lav Maisa Umanu, it's not considered an expert that does such a thing. Amrav Yitzchak Bar Ami, Amrav Chista, Kiture Biri Aser. To go ahead and to fold over to make it fancy the edges of the shirts, and to do that, that's too fancy schmancy. That's not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. My time, because Maisa Umanu, this is a Maisa Uman. That's how they do it. Number three, Amarava, Mand Demaskil Ara, someone who goes ahead and first of all, the Bach changes it to Amarava Mand Demaskil Tikla Adaita. One who's clearing out his land, talking about a Chol HaMoed, then Adaita Debe Dari, if he's doing it for the Debe Dari, in order to, he wants to use it in order to thresh stuff, in order to use for the grains, that's sure, that's okay, because that's a Tzarech HaMoed, that's fine. But Adaita Da'ara, if he's doing it for the land, right, it's a Chofer Sadeu, a Tzarech Zriya, in order to plant thing, Aser Mishum, the Dami Kechorish, Beyontov, it's like Chorish on Yontov. Then Aser, it's going to be Aser. Hechidami, how will we know which one he's doing it for? Mulya b'mulya, if he goes and he takes, Rashi says, from a high place, you place it there, on a high place, mulya b'mulya, and unsa b'unsa, Rashi says, from a low place, and you place it in a low place, that's going to be aser. That's the way it's done. She'enu mashgiach be'ez ha'makom shared a macharisha be'karka. Afilu ha'makom na mechorish v'hainu dumi techarisha v'aser. That's going to be aser to do. Then, very important Bach switch, according to Lashon and Rashi. Then, in such a case, that is adaita da'ara. That is going to be for the land. That's going to be a problem. Shaka mulyo v'shata b'natza. But if you took it from a higher place and you threw it to a lower place, then we know that it's a daita debe dari. That's going to be done only for the threshing shtickle, and that's fine. V'amarav Rav says, "Hi man, tzachi zichi." Let's have a person who's clearing away. He has in his field all these things. Rashi says, "Mechaved sakarko me'itzim ketanim, small little wood from the trees." Shalea. Shenotam, and he go ahead and he's clearing it up. Adaita the tzivi, if he's going in order to do it for. firewood, in other words, he's taking the bigger ones and leaving the smaller ones. That makes sense. Sure, it's mutter. A daiti da arba doing for the ground, also, that's if he's taking the big and the smaller ones. Hechidami, shakuravi vishavik zutre, if he takes the big ones and leaves the small ones, then a daiti da tzivi. We know that he's doing it in order to have firewood. Shakal ravi vizutre, if he took both of them, a daiti da arba, then clearly he's doing it for the land, because why would you have to clear the small ones? Number five, Amar Rava, hai man, the pasach maila arba. Let's see if a person goes in and opens up. He has opened up the gates of water. He has this like water source and he lifts it up. He opens his gates for the water to come in. Then, Adaita the Kavri, if he's doing it in order to catch fish, because he wants the water to come in and it goes into some guma, shalbibar, luchotzim, lutzorch, shiyotzo, amayim, bishtaru, adag, mutter, if he's clearing out the water in order that the fish should stay there, then that's going to be something which is mutar. It's fine. Sharia, Adaita the Arab, if he's doing it for the land, it's going to be usur. You're not going to do such a thing. Can't go out and just like irrigate your fields. Hey, Chidami, how do we know? Pasach Trey Babi, if he opens up two gates, Chad mi Eloi v'chad mi Tatoi, one from a higher area and one from a smaller one, a lower one, Adai to the Kavri, he's doing it for the fish because he wants the water to come in and then with the fish and then opens up the second lower one for the water to go out and the fish to stay there. Pasach Chad Bava, but if he only opens up one, then Adai to Ara, that means he wants all the water to gather over there that he can be able to use it in order to irrigate the land, and that, my friends, is going to be a problem. Number six, Rama Rava, Haiman de Pasach Dikla, someone who goes ahead and they zomer, Rashi says, zomer dekel min anafim shabo. They prune, they cut off, they chop off the dekel, the palm tree from the branches that are there. Adaita dechivsa, if he's doing it in order for his animals, he wants to go collect the stuff in order for the animals to eat, then shari, it's going to be mutter. Adaita dechikla, but if he's doing it for the palm tree in order to help out the tree, how are you with a palm tree? Aser, then that's going to be aser to do. Hey, how do we know? Shaku kule mechad gisa, if he takes all from one side, then adaita dechivsa. We know he's doing it for the animals. Rashi says that it's adaita dechivsa, how do you pronounce this word? If he does it from one side, chivasa, right? Then it's for the animals. Rashi says the reuyin lemaychal behem, but the nakat ben anafim the mechad gisa ben lachin ben yivashim, whether they're moist or whether they're dry. Letzorich maychal behem, ahainu the chivasa v'chir. That's going to be mutter. About the mechad gisa, if he takes from both sides, then what's he doing? And Rashi says when he takes from both sides, the dikla mechad gisa anafim yivashim shabo, how does that the dikla vasa? Then he's doing it for the tree, and it's going to be also. He takes some of the dry stuff, it's like to the dikla, and it's going to be a problem. Number seven, Rama Rava, hani tamari tuchlane. These day, it's that are what? Rashi says tamar mshalon espashal kor zakon. They're not completely mevushal. They didn't ripen. Migzrinu shari. If you cut them, and you cut them in a way, Rashi says, that you cut them into two, la'ochlan, hachib yom tov shari, la'tzarech yom tov kavin. You cut them in two, it's fine. Maitzinu aser. If you crush them in a way that you really want to get all the liquid that's there, and so that what has happened, you don't let any worms get in, and you're actually eventually doing that in order to make raisins out of dried stuff. That's not raisins, but you know, it's because it's dates. Then that would be a problem. That's the thing of chol. Rav Papa Amar, but he says no. He says, you know what? Kevan dematli, if you don't go out and you don't put these weights in them to crush them to get the juice out, they're going to get all wormy. Kiprakamatia avid dami vishari. Another rule that we learn about chalamoid, a dover ha'aved, right? Klomer kischorish adamash. He says, shiachal asosav amoid, kedei shal yafzid ba. You're allowed to do the business not to lose out. In loas, if you don't do it. Hachanami matzalimetsinu. It's going to be getting a wormy, and therefore it's mutter. And number eight, Vamarava, Prakamatia, Kolshu, Aser. Doing this out of business is Aser. As she says, Lasso, Schor, Bechol, Shamoid, to do business. Amarava, Yosi, Bar Avin, Ubidavar Avin, mutter. When it comes to Davar Avin, you're going to lose out. It's mutter, like we just said. Shim Yeshlo, as she says, Hefsed, Imloyas, and Los Schora, then mutter, Lasso. So you're going to have a Hefsed, but Bechinam, Shalor, Viak, Aser. But just not to lose, if you're not going to gain, then it's going to be Aser to do. Story time. Ravina Havalu Hahu Iska. He had certain stuff, some goods, some wares, some merch. The Hava Mizbe Mishita Alfe. He would sell. It was selling for 6,000 zuz, and this is on Chol HaMoed. So Shaiyul Zabinui Baser the Chol HaMoed. He waited. He said, "No, it's Chol HaMoed. I'll wait." Vizam Retrace Alfe ended up gaining, and he sold it for 12,000 zuz. Number two, next story. Ravina Hava Masik Zuzi Bibnei Akra de Shanvasa. He had an issue against people. They owed him money. and that lived in this place, Shanvasa. Rashi says, Shahayu Chayavim Lomos, Bosa Makam, they owed him money. Also, Lakami Dervashi, it came from Ravashi. Amalei said, Mau Lameza Laidna Laib, can I go and get my money from them? You know, they owe me money. Amalei says, Kaven Daidna Hudamishkacha, so since you're able to get them right now, you can find them now, they're in their place, then Biyome Achrini Lomishkacha, and another day you weren't able to get them, Keparkamati Avidami Vishari. It's like, you know, trying to get a business deal with somebody. You know, the guy owes you money, is running all over town. Okay, grab him while you can. So you're allowed to Dover Avid. Tanya Nami, Gabe Avodah Zarah, yeah, Gavne said about this, like with Avodah Zarah, similar. Holchin, we already saw something similar to this idea. Holchin, beep, turn the page at Aleph, the original Vikuchav Mazolos, you're allowed to go to the Yerid, that's where they do their they have their fairs. Rashi says Yom the Shuka, you're allowed to go that of the Avodah Zaranix. You can buy from them animals, slaves, maidservants, houses, fields, vineyards, vikosif, amayla, barakosilem, and you're allowed to go and even write up shtiklech and all the things in the courts, all the different things that need to be written out. Rashi says, lakaiman, becha, simasan, get their signatures, the kaiman, the hashtahu, the mishkechlu, you'll find them, you're not going to find them another day. Therefore, it's motor mepnei, shahu, kematzim, yadam. It's like saving it from their hands. We said that the reason why you wouldn't be allowed to do such a thing, we spoke about this yesterday's daf, for 2 days ago, is because they're going to go praise their lords by the fact of what's going on. Oh, today? Anyway, we just said this. And it's like saving from their hands and you actually be able to get it. Rav Shara Lechia Bar Ashi, Rav said it's Mutter for Chia Bar Ashi, Lemigdal Ohore Bechol Demoed. He's allowed to go ahead, he's allowed to set up traps for fish. Traps for fish, Rashi says, that these are shetzadim bodagim shekarin rusha. You let it set up on cholamoid. My time of what's the pshat? My sahedut. It's my sahedut. Aval islay aser. But to set up for to catch birds, that's going to be aser. Resh tot shetzadim bo ofos. Rashi says that's aser to do. Favos, as you can imagine. My taima, maisa umanu. It's a maisa uman to set up those type of traps. One last idea of the day. Rabbi Yehuda Sharila Ami Tanura. Rabbi Yehuda allowed Ami Tanura. That was a guy who used to build tanurs. He'd make ovens. L'migla Tanura made him make, he allowed him to make a tanura. She says, Lasos a tanura michadash, even a brand new one on Hola Moed. Wow. L'rabba Bar Ashbi, he let him L'migdal Mehulsa to make sieves. Rashi says, Mehulsa is a napa, is like a sifter. He allowed him to go out and make this, even though these are things that are maise uman. And is that really true? V'atani Rabba Bar Shmuel, v'shav it. Everyone agrees. Shein golden tamal chetchilin. Now to make a brand new one. So that lo kasha kam b'masachama kam b'maskeshamim. When is it allowed to be done? When it's during the dry months of the year. Yosachama. When is it not okay? B'maskeshamim during the wintry months. Why the rainy season? How come? Because the maskechama it's gonna dry quickly, and there it's gonna be able to be used on cholamoid itself. And that's something which is a ma'isa for cholamoid, something for the moed that tzorcha moed. That's fine. But it's done during the rainy season. It's not gonna be able to dry, and therefore it's not gonna be ready only afterwards. And that's why it's gonna be us to do. Okay, my friends. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.